All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Most definitely. So let's always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you every day. The Messiah intercedes for us. Amen. So gotta stay grateful, thankful, and appreciative of it. Amen. And take it one day at a time, y'all. Okay. Take it one day at a time. All right. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let's just thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, love, protecting us coming in and going out, getting us through the morning, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night. Just his grace, mercy, favor, his love, his outstretched arm, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, just countless of things the Lord has done for us and continues to keep doing for us. Amen. Because his mercy endures forever. He is slow to anger. And he is a very gracious God, a very merciful one. So let us not abuse that, take advantage of that. Let's really appreciate him and glorify him and thank him and just truly make him happy. You know, let's really live for him and always remember that the just shall live by faith. All right. Let us walk by faith and not by sight forevermore. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth. Much love to the church. Much love to the martyrs. And much love to the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, and tongues scattered all four corners of the earth as well. We appreciate all of you and love you all, okay? Brothers and sisters in the faith, let us always uplift each other in the Lord. Let us always encourage each other in Christ. And let us always just take it one day at a time, people. Let us have that unity and that harmony, okay? And let us get closer and closer to the Lord forevermore, amen? Most definitely, y'all. Welcome everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all kindreds, all languages, all everything, everybody. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, y'all. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air. Let the mountains, the trees, the plants, everything God made, let everything the Most High made praise him. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are adapted or chosen, adopted or chosen and grafted in, it is all right. Let's get together and sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise the Most High, play an instrument. Rejoice, always rejoice, people. Celebrate. Be glad in the Lord, y'all. Thanksgiving, praise, all that. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Cry out to him. Do what you got to do, all right? Worship in spirit and truth and serve him with gladness and joy forevermore, most definitely. Let us love the Lord our God forever, our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he has come back for a people who are ready to go spotless, blameless. So let us keep our lamps. Let us keep our oils. Let us stay washed up by the water through the word. Let us be washed up by the water by the word. All right. And let us always stay alert, sober, vigilant, diligent for the Messiah's return. And let us keep doing that great commission. Keep doing the commandments. Keep doing all of that. Doing all of his work and get it done. All right. Get the work done for the Father, y'all. Most definitely. Praise the Lord. Let us know the Most High better. Let us know the Most High better. Let's get more closer to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. And let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told you personally for your life, your purpose, your calling, your situation, or what's ahead, handle that. All right. Honor it. Stick to it. Be obedient. And do what the Father told you to do. Amen. And handle it the way the Messiah handled his. Amen. So let us do that, Father's business together. Amen. Most definitely. So I hope that y'all strong and solid are out there, all right? I hope y'all taking it one day at a time, okay? Now, today's message, we're going to do this commentary in the book of 1 Samuel, all right? So we will go through this commentary, and then we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So this commentary is based within the situation regarding David and Saul. We know how Saul and David were having their issues and what have you. And Saul was really jealous of him and trying to hurt him and all these different things. But it just shows you how David handled that. All right. We could really apply this to our personal lives whenever we're dealing with people who are jealous of us or got it out for us or what have you. We always got to remember that when we go through these situations in life, people before us went through it as well, all right? And it's always important to see how they handle it the way God wants us to handle it, amen? So let's always handle things according to God's word. Let's never handle situations the way the world tells you to, or the way social media influences you, or what have you. Do it God, the Most High's way, okay? Do it the Messiah's way. Do it the way the Word tells us to do it, all right? It makes our life a lot more easier, more simple, and reasonable, okay? Our life is a lot better with God's Word, all right? It truly is when it's practiced, okay? And when we do these things, we're doers of the Word, it really, you see a lot of benefits, rewards, and blessings out of it, okay? So today's Bible reading is the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 24, verses 1 through 22. The recommended reading is the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 9, verse 16, and also the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 19 through 21. The title of this commentary is, What Would David Do? All right, so let's go to the Bible reading of 1 Samuel, chapter 24, verses 1 through 22. David spares Saul's life. After Saul returned from pursuing the Philistines, he was told David is in the desert of En-Gedi. So Saul took the 3,000 chosen men from all Israel and set out to look for David and his men near the crags of the wild goats. He came to the sheep pens along the way. A cave was there, and Saul went in to relieve himself. David and his men were far back in the cave. The men said, This is the day the Lord spoke of when he said to you, I will give your enemy into your hands for you to deal with as you wish. Then David crept up in it unnoticed and cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Afterward, David was conscience stricken for having cut off a corner of his robe. He said to his men, The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lift up my hand against him, for he is the anointed of the Lord. With these words, David rebuked his men and did not allow them to attack Saul. And Saul left the cave and went his way. Then David went out of the cave and called out to Saul, My Lord, the king. When Saul looked behind him, David bowed down and prostrated himself with his face to the ground. He said to Saul, Why do you listen when men say David is bent on harming you? This day you have seen with your own eyes how the Lord delivered you into my hands in the cave. Some urged me to kill you, but I spared you. I said, I will not lift my hand against my master because he is the Lord's anointed. See, my father, look at this piece of your robe in my hand. I cut off the corner of your robe, but I did not kill you. Now understand and recognize that I am not guilty of wrongdoing or rebellion. I have not wronged you, but you are hunting me down to take my life. May the Lord judge between you and me, and may the Lord avenge the wrongs you have done to me, but my hand will not touch you. As the old saying goes, from evildoers come evil deeds, so my hand will not touch you. Against whom has the king of Israel come out? Whom are you pursuing? A dead dog? A flea? May the Lord be our judge and decide between us. May he consider my cause and uphold it. May he vindicate me by delivering me from your hand. When David finished saying this, Saul asked, Is that your voice, David, my son? And he wept aloud. You are more righteous than I, he said. You have treated me well, but I have treated you badly. You have just now told me of the good you did to me. The Lord delivered me into your hands, but you did not kill me. When a man finds his enemy, does he let him get away unharmed? May the Lord reward you well for the way you treated me today. I know that you will be surely king. You will surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hands. Now swear to me by the Lord, that you will not cut off my descendants or wipe out my name from my father's family. So David gave his oath to Saul. Then Saul returned home, but David and his men went up to the stronghold. All right. Some powerful stuff right there. David got character. David could have pulled up on him and took him out, but he spared him. That type of self-control is something we all need to practice. A lot of times people are too impulsive and too intense and too emotional, you know, and they act out of emotion and don't think things through. David was thinking about the word of God and thinking about the judgment the Lord could have gave him. So it's very important how we always reflect on God's word before we do something. We always reflect on his judgment before we make a move. You know what I'm saying? So that's something we got to put into our practice more often. All right. I know we live in this fast-paced world, this carnal world where we meet all types of like messed up people or negative people. And a lot of times you'd be tempted to just always get back at them or what have you. But I'm telling you, man, we got to have true self-control in these last days, man. I know it's very hard for a lot of people in your situations because of the types of people you're around or the types of people you got to interact with or deal with, or people at your job or your family or friends or people you just see around the way. But we got to handle everything the way God wants us to in every environment that we're in. Amen. We got to do the word of God everywhere. All right. So that was today's Bible reading of 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 1 through 22. Now let's read the recommended reading. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 16. About this time tomorrow, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin. Anoint him leader over my people Israel. He will deliver my people from the hand of the Philistines. I have looked upon my people, for their cry has reached me. All right, so that's when Samuel was approaching Saul and made Saul the king, and the Lord made Saul the king at that time, okay? So that was 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 16. Now, let us go to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 19 through 21. All right, so here we go. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. Vengeance belongs to me. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not overcome evil. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. I love that scripture a lot. That is a scripture that we really need to practice more often. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Man, man, man. If a lot of us quoted that verse in our head every day, in these everyday situations that we be in, we would avoid a lot of mess, a lot of stuff, wouldn't we? It's just something to think about, you know? And a lot of times this fast-paced world, this messed up toxic world, so much negative, weird people, you know, you always get caught up in these situations around these unequally yoked people and habitual line steppers and people who just, you know, who got no limits, who just can't chill, you know what I mean? And we get in situations like this, man, and a lot of times people just try to get under your skin and try to get out of your element, get you out your character, but you being tested, you know what I'm saying? Don't always have that spirit of offense. Don't always take offense to all the time. Like, the Lord tests us through various different ways, you know? We got to acknowledge God in all of our ways so that we don't, you know, lean our own understanding. We got to trust in him. And a lot of times in the heat of that moment, a lot of times you just don't want to, because you'd be wanting to go off on somebody or snap on them or lose your wits, man. But you got to have your composure. You got to keep your cool, man. I'm telling you, man, we got to overcome the evil with good, people. I know people say they don't want to hear that, but vengeance does belong to the Lord. It really does, man. The Most High is going to recompense and pay a visit to all these people, man. He going to pay them a visit. Trust, bro. Israel, we've been feeling oppressed and hurting for all these generations and centuries and what have you, but the Lord is going to recompense our enemies. The Father is going to take care of the Amalekites, Babylon, Assyria. He's going to take care of all these our enemies, bro. He's going to handle them, y'all, okay? And we are going to see it when more prophecy becomes fulfilled, as the book of Revelation definitely says, all right? So we know that the Lord will recompense y'all, okay? So in these everyday situations, you know, keep it, take it one day at a time, y'all. And I know it's hard for some of y'all. I just know, you know, it's funny that I'm saying all this because I have Bible apps on my phone and I got the notification of the Bible verse of the day. And the photo that the verse that popped up was when Paul was saying, if it is possible, be at peace with all men, you know, and that's funny that scripture popped up today on the verse of the day. So, and I'm reading this commentary. So I guess it goes hand in hand. You know what I mean? I definitely probably needed it. And I'm pretty sure somebody out there does too. All right. So that was the recommended scripture of Romans chapter 12, verse 19, Romans chapter 12, verses 19 through 21. Okay. Now we will get to the commentary. Okay. The title of this commentary is What Would David Do? Your boss regularly acts like a clueless jerk. He takes credit for everyone else's idea. No one in your department is happy with him. And now you've got your chance to get him good. He's invited the CEO to a staff meeting and he's grossly misstated critical details about a project for which you're responsible. The CEO looks puzzled and is about to question your boss, knowing that your boss will crash and burn. What should you do? You could say nothing. You could abruptly correct your boss and expose his incompetence to the CEO, or you could politely and tactfully speak up and help your boss save face. What would David do? What would David do? David faced a situation a bit more dire than contending with office politics. He was running for his life from an insanely jealous king. Saul had already tried to kill David, and now David had his chance. Saul momentarily away from his men to relieve himself could not have been more vulnerable than in that cave. Almost as if to say, before you kill me, I can get to you at any time, old man. I can get you any time, old man. David sneaked up and cut off the corner of Saul's robe. Immediately, he regretted his decision to raise a hand against a man whom God appointed king. David's personal conviction in this matter is a key demonstration of his humility and his sensitivity toward what God was doing in the world. After Saul had left the cave, David, in a gutsy and risky move, stepped from the entrance, revealed his presence to Saul and his soldiers, admitted to what he had done, and bowed before the king. Instead of asserting his rights and claiming self-defense, David chose the honorable path. He made himself completely vulnerable and declared, "I will not lift my hand against the Lord's anointed," in chapter 24, verse 10. Why did David do what he did? To please someone far more important than his king, God. God would deal with Saul and eventually crown David. So back to the boardroom and your predicament. You know the right thing to do. Sure, your boss will still be your boss and he'll still act like a jerk. However, just maybe your coworkers will recognize your integrity and covering for your boss, as will an astute CEO. All right, amen. So that's just a commentary based on a carnal, worldly situation that we deal with probably in a workplace or what have you, and then also comparing it to seeing how David's situation was dealing with Saul, even though David's situation was a lot more intense. You know, somebody trying to take your life, you know, that's a very challenging thing to do. Someone being jealous of you, trying to take your life, and you still have the love to forgive them and not hurt them. That's true love and forgiveness right there, okay? So let's apply it to our lives, okay? Things to take away from the commentary. What situations have you faced in which you just wanted to get even with someone? Why should we seek to please God rather than people? What steps can you take to cultivate a heart that cares more about pleasing God than pleasing people? Amen. We got to reflect on that, all right? We got to please God, not please people or please ourselves with pride and arrogance and revenge and grudges and all that. Amen. Let's tighten up with that and be better in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us all have pure hearts so that we shall see God. The Messiah said, "Blessed are those who have a pure heart, for they shall see God." How can you have a pure heart if you are unforgiving and bitter, resentful and jealous and judgmental or resentful, all these different things, all right? Let's purify our hearts, amen? Let's do better and be better from now on, all right? So there you have it, all right? That is the word for today. That's the commentary, all right? So what I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord of hosts, y'all, the true creator, almighty. Yes, yes, y'all. Praise him. Yes, he is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Praise him forevermore, y'all, most definitely. Yes, the Messiah walked the earth, came in the flesh, died for our sins, y'all. Praise him. He sits at the right hand of the Father. He is interceding for us, y'all. He is interceding for us, y'all. Praise the Lord, y'all, all together, most definitely. Yes, his son is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord. The advocate, the almighty, true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He's the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb. Hosanna of the highest, praise the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the light of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my healer, the Lord is my branch. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my good fortress. The Lord is my high tower. He is a sustainer. He is a sufficient one. He is my shield. He is my buckler. Praise him, y'all, most definitely. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Adonai, Elohim, Most definitely El Shaddai. Most definitely y'all praise him. He is a consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree. Praise the Most High. Call on him and he'll show you great, mighty things, y'all. Search for him and seek him with all of your heart. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently, y'all. Faith is what pleases him, y'all. It's impossible to please him without faith. You got to have that faith, people. Faith, obedience, alignment. You got to trust in him, y'all. Oh, if he could do all things, y'all. Get your miracles, your signs, your wonders. Confirmation, answers, solutions, all of that, y'all. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise the Most High all together. We love him. Yes, there you go, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of El Shaddai, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the true word, most definitely. We know that his word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is pure, as the book of Proverbs says, and we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Praise the Most High. Yes, we need the Lord more than ever in these times that we're in. Amen. We are in agreement, y'all. Praise him, the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of all, the abiding Son, the abolisher of the enemy, most definitely the abundant grace, the abundant life. Yes, yes, he is the abundant life, y'all. Praise him. The Ancient of Days, Adonai, Advocate, Aleph and Tau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely. Amen. Anchor of souls, angel of God, angel of his presence, angel of Jacob, angel of the Lord, anointed king, anointed one, anointed of the Holy Spirit, anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption, arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stonied one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, author of the book of life, a veiling shield and buckler, baby of Bethlehem, baby and child of promise, balm of Gilead, banner of Israel, banner of love, baptizer, bearer of the seven stars, beautiful and glorious branch, beauty of holiness, beauty of the Lord, beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, beloved white and ruddy one. The beloved of the Father, beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blesser of the children, branch, branch of righteousness, bread, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, bridegroom, bridegroom Lamb, bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter, carpenter Jesus, carpenter son, chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the Blessed, Christ the First Fruits, Cloud of the Lord, Cluster of the Campfire, Comfort of the Mourners, Comforter of Zion, Compassionate Shepherd, Consuming Fire, Confidence, Conquering Lamb, Consecrated Son, Consolation of Israel, Complete Controller of All, Completer of the Saints, Contradiction of Sinners, Counsel of the Most High, Covenant of the People, Covenant of Promise, Convert from the Storm, Creator of Israel, Creator of the New Heavens and Earth, Creator of Principalities and Powers, Creator of the Earth, Creator of the Heavens, Creator of Visible and Invisible Things, Creator of the Winds, the Crown of Glory, the Crown of Pure Gold, the Darling, the Day's Man, Day Spring from on High, the Day Star, the Defense, the Deliverer to the Zion, the Deliverer of My Soul, the Designer of the Universe, Desire of All Nations, Desire of Our Soul, Desire of the Bride. Yes, He is the Desire of the Prophets and Kings, the Desire of the Righteous, Desire of Women, Despised and Rejected One, Despised of the People, Due of Youth, Due unto Israel, Diadem of Beauty. Yes, Diadem of Beauty. He is the Disallowed Stone, the Door of Faith, the Door of the Sheep, Dweller of the Heavenlies, El Shaddai, Enlarger of God, Elect of the Lord, Elohim, Enlarger of My Heart, Enlightener of My Darkness, Ensign for the Nations, Ensign of the People, Enthroned Priest, Equal of God, Establisher of the Ends of the Earth, Eternal Christ, Eternal Life, Eternal Word, Eucharist of Our Faith, Everlasting God, Everlasting King, Everlasting Name, Everlasting Priest, Ever-Living Intercessor, Ever-Living One, Ever-Merciful One, Exalted and Extolled Servant, Exalted God of Salvation, Exalted Lamb, Exalted Name, Exceeding Joy Our God, Excellency of God, Excellent, Excellent and Comely One, Executor of Judgment, Executor of Righteousness, Expectation of David, Express Image, Eye of the Lord, Face of God, Face of the Lord, Fairer than Children of Man, Faithful, Faithful Ambassador, Faithful Creator, Faithful Lord, Faithful and Just Forgiver, Faithful Witness, Faithfulness, Father of the Fatherless, Fellow, First and Last, First Begotten from the Dead, Fire of Zion, Firstborn among many brethren, Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn of every creature, Firstborn Son, Firstfruits of them that slept, First Love, Excellence of God, Foreordained eternally, Forerunner, Former of all things, Former of Jacob and Israel, Former of the Light, Fountain of Jacob, Fountain of the House of David, Framer of the Worlds, Free Gift, Friend, Friend Forever, Friend of Abraham, Friend of Publican and Sinners, Fruit of the Earth, Fruit of the Womb, Fullness of the Father, Fullness of the Godhead, Gardener of the Earth, Gardener of Earth, yes, He is the Gatherer of the Winds, the Gentiles Trust, the Gift of God, the Giver of Secrets and Treasures of Earth, Giver of the Good Spirit, Gladness of the Nations, Glorious Arm, Glorious Honor of Thy Majesty, Glorious Lord, Glorious Voice, Glory of God's Majesty, Glory of Israel, Glory of the Gentiles, God Blessed Forever. God Manifest in Flesh, God of David, God of Great Kindness, God of Pardon and New Life, God of Righteousness and Wrath, God of Noah, Job and Daniel, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God with us, Good and Upright, Good Lord, Good Shepherd, Good Teacher, Good Man of the House, Governor, Governor of Many Nations, Gracious God, Gracious Lord, Gracious and Full of Compassion, Great Counselor, Great Door, Great God, Great High Priest, Great King, Great Lord, Great One, Great Peace, Great Prophet, Great Savior, Great Shepherd, Great and Excellent, Wonderful, Awesome God, Greater than Abraham, Greater than Isaac, Greater than Jacob, Greater than Jonah, Greater than David, Greater than Noah, Greater than Solomon, Greater than our hearts, Greater and More Perfect Tabernacle, Greatness of Excellency, Greatness of Might, Greatness of Strength, Greatness of Thy Power, Greatness of Zion, Green Tree, Guarantor of Our Security, Guarantor of the New Covenant, Guarantor of the Tree of Life, Guide for Us, the Hand of the Lord, the Hanged Redeemer, the Harmless, the Hated One, the Hater of Iniquity, the Head above All, the Head of all Principality and Powers, Head of every Man, Head of the Body, Head of the Corner, Head of the Church, Head over All, Head over Things, Healer, Healer of Broken Hearts, Healer of Souls, Healer of Wounds, Health of My Countenance, Hear of Prayer, Help of His Countenance, Helper of the Helpless, Heir of all things, the Hidden God, Hidden Manna, High above all, High and Lofty One, High God, High Lord, High Priest of Good Things, High Priest of our Profession, High Priest over House of God, High Right Hand, High Tower of Mine, Higher than Heavens, Higher than Kings, Highest One, His Brightness, His Dear Son, His Excellent Greatness, His Holiness, His Holy Arm, His Loving Kindness, His Mighty Hand, His Right Hand, His Son Jesus Christ, His Son our Lord, Holier than Thou. holy and true, holy child Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable Lamb of glory, honored Son, hope in a day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, house of defense, humbler of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, that I am, that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, God is with us, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper and sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the crucified, Jesus the grace and truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, the Jew, the judge, judge among nations, judge of all the earth, the judge of Israel, the judge of quick and dead, judge of the fatherless, the judge of widows, justified of the spirit, justifier of the circumcision, justifier of the seed of Israel, just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, keeper of the keys of hell and death, kindler of Tophet, King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashim, Holy One, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes, Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp, Lamp of the feet, the last Adam, the leader and commander, the life of man. Praise the Lord, y'all. Just so amazing. Just praise him. He is the lamp of the feet, the last Adam, the leader and commander, the life of man, lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted of my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of my life, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, the lion of Zion, the living bread, the living redeemer, the living savior, living stone, long-suffering God, Lord and Christ, Lord and God, Lord and shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, lover of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the Prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mind of the Lord, mine anointed, mine elect, mine holy one, minister of the circumcision. Praise the Lord, the minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness, narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured. The true one, the one, one and only sacrifice, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, wonderful physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion of the land of living, portion of mine inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potent potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith. Praise the Lord, y'all. The proverb to his people, the pure one, the quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word. Rabbi, Rabbani, 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 ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the First Testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in a day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning Lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, rejected stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and a life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of thy inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, help the Samaritan woman, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the lost, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham promise, seed of Adam humanity, seed of David kingship, seed of God deity, seed of Jacob nationality, seed of Judah tribe, seed of Shem race, seed of woman prophecy. I mean, we touch and agree. And the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new vision, new song to sing, new beginnings, new season, new fresh starts, new good news, new results, new approval, new everything in your life, new promotions, new bonuses, new advancement, no more stagnation, no more laziness, no more complacency, forward moving for the rest of your life, narrow path forevermore, new things in your life, new habits, new routines, new mindset, new life, y'all. Become a new creature in Christ. Be born again in spirit and water. Repent and turn from your ways and repent and get baptized. Start your life over for the Most High, people. Get your blessings, people. Store up your treasures in heaven. Prayers for those who were in prison or incarcerated. Prayers for those in the hospital. Prayer for those who are hurting or sick or anybody who's just going through it right now. Prayers for those who are suicidal or having bad negative thoughts. Prayers for those who are tempted to commit crimes. Prayers for those, Lord. Please comfort them. Please. In the name of Jesus, comfort overall. New comfort. New comfort. New support. New help. New love. New gentleness. New life. Everything new from now on. new friends, new strangers, new interactions, new joy, new gladness, new laughter, newness in your life. You need everything new, new interactions, new insight on everything in your life from now on, new confirmations, new results. Prayers up, prayers up, prayers up, y'all. Praise the Lord for that one, man. Praise the Lord, y'all. He is a seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, separate from sinners, the servant of rulers, the servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of my hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, glory, shelter, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, the shield for me, the shield of thy help, the Shiloh, the shorn lamb, the sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, the sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smiter of the nation, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkards, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven. Son of man, the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principalities, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, the stay, distiller of the raging sea, stone cut without hands, the stone of Israel, the stone of stumbling, the stone the builders rejected, the stranger and alien, the strength and song, the strength in time of trouble, the strength of Israel, the strength of my heart, the strength of my life, the strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, amazing, wonderful, excellent God, the excellence of the kings, the testament of prophecy, the testator, the testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the savior, the victory. Victory is mine. Keep singing that, people. He is the savior of the upright hearts, the savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trampler of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, triumph lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, unknown God. God works in mysterious ways. His ways is higher than our ways, his thoughts higher than our thoughts. Most definitely, his ways and his thoughts are not ours at all. We're not his at all. We came in. There's no wisdom or counsel or understanding against the Lord. The book of Proverbs let us know that. Come on now. He is the unspeakable gift, the upholder of all things, the upholding right hand, the valiant right hand, the veil to the new and living way, very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, the water of life, the way everlasting, the way of salvation, the way of the just, the way of the Lord, the way to the holiest. the weakness of God, the well-beloved of God, well-beloved Son, Whiteland of the Saints, White Stone, the wisdom and knowledge, the wisdom of the just, wise and strong Lamb, the witness of the Father, the witness of truth, the witness to the people, the wonderful Counselor, the Word made flesh, the Word of God, the Word of His power, Word of life, Word of righteousness, Word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts. Zeal of the Lord of hosts, the zealous one. Hallelujah. Praise him, y'all. Most definitely the Most High is amazing. Y'all give him all the glory and praise. Always look to him, y'all. The same way Noah looked up to the Most High, we got to look up and look at that same matter. Amen. We just got to look to him. Amen. We look to the hills, and where does our help come from? It comes from the Lord. Men will trust in chariots. We will trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Always. The Father's going to use the outstretched arm more and more and more in these last days. I'm telling y'all, as this world and the system crumbling down, the Father outstretched arm going to be all four corners just doing it for us. Amen. Miracle signs and wonders. Mind-blowing things from now on, y'all. All right. Mind-blowing things, y'all. Straight faith. I'm telling you, it's going to be all straight faith and favor from now on. I speak to y'all, just faith and favor forevermore. That's what it's going to be now. Just faith and favor. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. All right. So there you have it. That is the commentary for today. All right. Just reading on how David and Saul handled their situations. All right. We can always learn from this and apply it to our personal lives every day and this fast-paced, hectic, unpredictable world. All right. So always be firm in the word of God. Amen. All right. So what I love to do as I close out this message is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. Most definitely, y'all. So that is it. Prayers up for those who are having their battles. Anybody having custody battles or baby mama drama, baby daddy drama, or restraining orders or domestic violence, anything personal, martial, anybody dealing with a divorce or loneliness or singleness or feeling vulnerable, anybody feeling some type of way socially, man. The Lord is your friend, y'all. The Lord loves you, all right? He loves you. Cry out to him. Bring it to the Father, amen? There you have it, y'all. Any problems out there, you give it to the Lord. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.